Freilchon Chanukah Rabbosai. Chazal were misakin yimei halvoda, which indicates to us that beyond the hadlakas neiros and beyond the additions to our tefillah, the days themselves need to be transformed in some way on Chanukah. How do we accomplish that? So here's one suggestion. When we look at Al-Nisim, so the nes of the Mechama against the Greeks is defined in three different ways. Tmeim b'yat tahorim, Ushom b'yat tzadikim, and Zeidim b'yat oskei sorasecha. So the Mefarshim are bothered why we need three different terms to refer to the same miracle. But even more precisely, the Orchaz Chaim asks, this is quoted in the Beis Yosef and Tafresh Pei Beis, why is that the third description seems to break from the pattern of the first two? Tmeim b'yat tahorim, Ushom b'yat tzadikim, both seem to be two opposite sides of one coin. But Zeidim b'yat oskei sorasecha, are those two opposites? On the contrary, how would we define the opposite of oskei sorasecha? Those who are mevatel Torah, perhaps? What exactly does the term Zeidim indicate? The Orchaz Chaim explains that if you look at the pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes, David HaMelech describes the following. Zeidim helitzuni ad me'od, mitorascha lo natisi. Zeidim helitzuni, from a lashon of leitzonis. The quintessential characteristic of Zeidim is leitzonis. Pasuk in Mishlei Parachav Alf also points us in the same direction. Zeid Yohir Leit Shemo. What exactly is Leitzonis? It's not just joking around. Leitzonis means undermining the importance of the ideals and the values and the principles that we hold so dear, that are so precious in Torah and Yiddishkeit, and reducing them to silliness. To take Dvarim Ha'umdim Baruma Shel Olam and negate that importance. That's what the Yevanim, that's what the Misyavnim did. They took Torah, and they said, you know what, it's just like any other wisdom. You can study it, but you can also study math and art and science. And there's so much more in the world out there to spend your time with, and entertainment, rather than sitting in the basement all the time. As David HaMelech concludes, Mitoras Cholonotisi, what the Hashmonaim accomplished was to reaffirm and reestablish the primacy of Torah, and the fact that Torah is not just like studying any other subject or discipline. Torah is our means of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud Torah is a way that Hashem communicates to us, Dvar Hashem, and Klal Yisrael can only come close to the Ribono Shel Olam through the study of His Torah. In that vein, as the Panovich Rav pointed out, it's true. The opposite of Oskei Sorasecha are not the Mevatle Torah. To vanquish those who question or ridicule the enterprise of Talmud Torah requires those who are osik b'Torah, not simply an individual who is casually or inconsistently connected to Torah and merely studies it, but to be osik b'Talmud Torah in an engaged and consistent fashion, one who has an appreciation of how an individual can be transformed when Torah is such an important part of his life. That's what it takes to win the battle, and to project the true image of Torah and its significance in the face of those who irreverently try to undermine that chashivas. In every generation, not just the Dor of the Hashmonaim, a Ben Torah faces that fight, not necessarily on an outward level, but certainly inwardly, to establish the primacy of Torah against a world that is full of distractions and distortions that naturally downplays what is accomplished with that serious commitment to Talmud Torah. And the power of Mitoras Cholonatisi can be tapped into in the days of Chanukah with a hashpa that's available to us by Amim Ahim Bazman Hazeh, just as it was projected at the time of the miracle of Chanukah. Perhaps a way to help us reinforce this and tap into that power during these days is from the very beginning of our day. When we say Berachas Torah, and we say the words Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvasav V'Tzivanu Lasok B'Divrei Torah, to mentally connect ourselves with Al HaNisim, and mentally connect ourselves with the Mochama against the Yevanim, and mentally connect ourselves with the Chashmonaim, to appreciate that in our own lives sometimes we fight that same fight against the Zeidim. And there will always be individuals or philosophies or pressures in our lives that bring the late sonus of the Zeidim back on the radar. But when we define ourselves as the Oskei Sorasecha, Because after all, that's a bracha we say every single day. Asher kedishanav mitzvasav v'tzivanu lasok b'divrei Torah. We'll remember that we have the power to win. And if you take that idea with you, every time you sit down to learn, whether it be in the base medrash, whether it be later in the day, in front of the candles, until you go to sleep at night, and of course, every time you say Al HaNisim during the day, I guarantee your Chanukah will be a different Chanukah.